Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, welcome. It's another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and another mini episode. It's so good to be sharing this time with you. I thought in this episode I would just do a little bit of catching up, really, because there's been an awful lot of feedback on the last few episodes, and I wanted to read out some messages that I've had from people and also talk about, in particular, the episode on weight and body image, because that really did generate an awful lot of interest. So let's start with the most recent batch of incoming messages from you, my most excellent listeners. A lot in response to Venetia Lamanna coming on the show and talking about fast fashion. We did talk about a lot, not just fast fashion. We talked about digital detoxes, meditation, and mental health, and also de-exciting ourselves so that we're not constantly in a state of ooh, which is my visual representation of excitement. Apologies for that, listeners. I don't know what came over me. But when we talked about fast fashion, it did generate a lot of interest. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I know I am ignorant about this subject, and yet I am complicit in a problem. And therefore, I'm very happy to be the person who stands up and says, do you know what? I know I'm ignorant about this. I know I don't know enough, but I really do want to arm myself with the knowledge so that I can act accordingly moving forward. And it seems as though a lot of you feel the same way. A lot of you shared a similar feeling, and that was the feedback that I got from you. I had one really lovely message from somebody saying, just a small note of appreciation for your podcast. I really enjoy your honesty and your willingness to dig deep into issues that trouble so many individuals. Your last episode was especially eye-opening for me. I've been interested in slow, ethical fashion for a while now, as I've had a strong interest in corporate social responsibility as it relates to the fashion industry. I generally believe it is good for business if they behave responsibly, and it's a corporation's responsibility to ensure they behave ethically across the supply chain. Furthermore, as a human, I care about people and believe we all must have a safe place to work. However, I've also thought that maybe these individuals in developing countries may not have access to employment other than working within a factory. If these fast fashion conglomerates cleaned up their supply chain and production and provided a safe working environment, would that make fast fashion less of a crime? Are we, as Westerners, imposing our ideals upon these societies, similar to colonialism? I am playing devil's advocate here. Ultimately, I do think that we will reach a breaking point with stuff, and the larger issue at play is capitalism. On a side note, I love Venetia's take on leading a less excitable life. Maybe if we all lead less excitable lives, we wouldn't feel the pressure to buy, scroll through social media, suffer with anxiety, depression, or other mental health issues. I feel as if the tide is turning. What a brilliant message. And it opens up a whole other part of the conversation and makes me think that it would be really interesting to get another guest on to talk about that supply chain, to talk about if fast fashion conglomerates cleaned up their supply chain and production and provided a safe working environment, what will the future look like? So if that's a show that you want to listen to, if there's a guest that you would like me to get on, or if you would like me to search for a guest who could speak on that, then do let me know. But I thought that was a really brilliant message, and I love hearing from listeners, as you know. Another message I received was, I've just recently discovered your podcast and I'm really enjoying it. That's lovely to hear. Yay. The most recent one on fast fashion really struck home because I've banned myself from Zara and ASOS since January 2019. Well done. And I will continue to do so going forward. I really wish that you and your guest had addressed the role that influencers play in our obsession with fast fashion. For example, Twinnie was mentioned, but only in a positive way. And there are so many like her, and probably worse in terms of shilling tons of fast fashion. I think that as long as YouTube fashion hauls continue, we will never get a handle on the massive problem that we've created. Thank you for putting out some very interesting content. That's really interesting. And it's not to say that that wasn't a conversation that we ended up sort of unpicking offline. We didn't deliberately have it offline, by the way. It was just something that came up. And I think the only thing I would say about that is I think it's really difficult to point the finger at influencers if actually, if you were to say to them first, as I did when I started exploring this subject, you know, they might be in a position where they actually say, I sort of know that there's a problem, but I didn't realize it was this extensive. So I think it is maybe something that needs to be dealt with differently without naming names, if that makes any sense. Obviously, if there are people constantly doing YouTube hauls about what they got in store, then that can be troubling and troublesome if it then prompts people to go and buy the same thing. Obviously, you know, brands, corporates just want us buying, because that's how people make money. And I do think that it is definitely worth exploring, and maybe that's something to have in another conversation. But clearly, the episode on fast fashion definitely prompted an awful lot of feedback, similar to those two messages. There were a lot of comments as well. But I think it was our first foray into just sort of lifting the lid on it and really understanding it. And I think I will definitely be trying to get guests on in the future who can speak with more authority and knowledge about the bigger issues and the things that have been brought up in some of these questions and how that all plays into it. But basically, this is a big thank you to everybody for taking the time to send such brilliant, considered, bright, wonderful messages. I really, really appreciate it, and just really appreciate you taking the time to get in touch. And so let's talk about the other episode that has generated a huge amount of feedback, and it kind of ended up being a bit of a double whammy. I talked about the book Brain Over Binge, which I read towards the end of last year and felt made a real impact on my life, because I felt as though it gave me the information I needed to adapt my toxic relationship with food. Not my toxic relationship with my body, but my toxic relationship with food.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And as a subsequence, I have lost weight. And there were so many questions when I originally talked about this on the episode with Trini at the beginning of 2020 that I decided to do a standalone episode last week. And the feedback has been absolutely huge. Probably some of the most feedback I've had on a single episode ever. People saying, thankfully, that they understood where I was coming from. And the reason why I say it was a double whammy is because I recorded the episode because of all the messages I was getting and said, oh, and I also recorded an episode with Alex Light on her podcast where I talk about it in much more detail. And as it happened, not long after I finished recording my little episode, Alex WhatsApped me and said, just so you know, your episode's going live tomorrow. It's like, God, we're on a similar wavelength. And from that, I then got a lot of messages from people saying, I've just listened to your episode, which was really raw and the most open and honest I've ever been about how I feel about my body and the complicated relationship I've had with body image all of my life. I've never been as scared. I've published over 350 podcasts in the last 4 years, and I have never been as worried about anything going live as I was about Alex's podcast, because I was very worried it might upset people or make me sound like a complete moron who just needed to get a grip. As Latrice Royale always says, it's the 5 G's. Good God, get a grip, girl. And that's what I worried about. But actually, the feedback has been that other people heard themselves in what I was saying, which is really lovely to hear. It's always nice to know that you're not alone in something. So really, the feedback from that has been huge. And I just wanted to say a huge thank you. I can't read out every single message because this would be the longest podcast I've ever recorded. But I just want to say that I've tried to get back to everybody personally, particularly on email and on DM. And I know we talked about it a bit in the Facebook group, but just to say, I hear you. I know how complicated it can be. And I know that were quite a few people who were saying, but what did you do? What did you do once you read the book? Were you doing a particular diet? I don't think that's helpful. I think everybody's interpretation is their own, and that's how you make it work. So I haven't gone into specifics, but all I wanted to flag up here really is just to reference the fact that if you only heard my episode and you want to hear in more detail about quite how complicated my relationship is with food and my body, then I will put the link in the show notes to Alex's podcast. And that's really a place where you can hear us really delve into it for over an hour. And also just to say that Alex has invited me to go back on the podcast because she has had a lot of messages too. And she has asked if I would go back and answer those questions for her listeners. So if you have anything that you would like me to answer on her show, please do let me know or get in touch with Alex, because that's definitely something that's in the works in the not too distant future. Which brings me to my final point for this mini show, which is I put on Instagram recently and a question saying, who would you like to see on the podcast? It's my intention in 2020 to really, really tackle some topics that maybe don't seem like, maybe aren't topics that we've ever gone near before on this podcast, which is one of the reasons why I kind of bounded into 2020 with a 2-hour conversation with a professional dominant, because just to set the scene of, we're always going to be beauty. We're always going to have my brilliant, brilliant pal from the beauty industry, and I was thinking about this wistfully the other day on the train, just about all of the wonderful people in the beauty industry who have inspired me for nearly 20 years, whether it's they've bucked a trend or they've come from nothing or they've been told no and they've made something work. Someone said to them that you can never make that work. That's never going to happen. And I know the beauty industry sometimes is just seen as, you know, lipstick and makeup and what have you. But honestly, the guts of the people that I am so lucky to work with every day is amazing. So this is just me saying we will never veer away from beauty, because I see so much inspiration and guts, grit, and like proper graft and work ethic from the people that I get to work with. So I will always bring those conversations to you and bring their expertise to you. But that's not to say that we can't dabble in some other areas. And I know that I've asked this before, but perhaps I haven't really gone down some specific routes. I know I haven't really gone down some of the roads that I've maybe signposted before. And in 2020, I'm committed to getting a real variety of people on and really tackling some subjects. And even like the fast fashion one, starting it off and then seeing what the response is and really taking it a little bit further and then maybe getting a panel involved. So I just wanted to let you know that that stuff that I'm working on, but it's no point me working on it solo. I really want your contribution. So if you have any guest suggestions, if there are any topics, please email me thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Twitter and Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns. You can start a thread in the Facebook forum, which I would love you to do, if you wouldn't mind starting a thread, and then we can get an idea of what other people in the group want to listen to too. How else can you get in touch with me? That's it, I think. I think that's it for now. I think that's enough. There are also some other things in the works, but just I'll hold tight on those. I'll keep a lid on those for now. But I really just wanted to read out some of your messages, tell you about the feedback from Alex's podcast, my podcast, and also to signpost that it will be coming, and also to ask for your suggestions. Please don't ever hesitate just to whiz me a DM, just with a name, and just would love this person as a guest. Thanks, bye. That's all I need. Trust me, I am... I'm like a dog with a bone when I get an idea in my head, so I will run with it. So please don't be shy to get in touch. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope you're keeping well. I will see you on the next one.